Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
All right, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight is going to be another awesome night right here on the program. Tonight we're going to talk about, does it take luck to make it in the music business? But before we get too deep into the topic, I'd like to go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to come together once again to express ourselves collectively as a community. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program, and that we can all grow side by side in this business and build within so we can build without. We ask that you bless everybody in their path as they quest to be in this industry. Amen. Guys, I want to say this. It is my duty to cover this show, because I think it was God who had given me this path. So that's why I take that direction in covering the show. So if you, whatever you do to give thanks, do so in your language, do it so in your culture. But I have to give it to God. So I just want to give you guys that as a disclaimer. And now let's go into the topic. Does it take luck to make it in the music business? Well, guys, I came up with a scenario, and I'm not even going to read the scenario. I'm just going to tell you what I was thinking. All right. If failure is a result of bad habits and poor decisions, then wouldn't you say good habits and good decisions is a result of success? If that's the case, tonight I want to talk about that. Okay, you have, in one sense, you, let's just say you have two talented individuals. Both were blessed with an angel investor giving them both the unequal amount of money, $20,000, just say. One take the money, buy himself a new car, go out there and buy him new, he gets himself new clothing, he gets himself, he want to look fly, he go take him some pictures, and he put them all on his social media, whatever, and then he finally got the car that he wanted, he got the jewelry, some stuff that he really wanted, then he go out and say, oh yeah, I got to do the recording, so he goes in with the rest of the money, and he does his recording. On the other hand, you have another person he gets on, and he gets the money, and he says, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and buy me a car. I'm going to buy me some studio equipment so I can do what I have to do as far as my recording is concerned. He goes out, he gets some live musicians, and he feel that they would better serve his project better. He get some good producers and engineers, and he put together a real bona fide project. And he got all the right equipment, nice microphone. He set himself up not only for today to give that recording once, but he set himself up to do future recordings. Now, my question to you is, which one is on a better path towards success? And I'm going to open up the mic to Bernard. Bernard, welcome to the show, man. It's been a minute, but I'm glad to have you back. Bernard, where are you calling
from? I'm glad to be back. West Palm Beach, Florida.
And what it is that you do, Bernard? Bernard, what you do? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. I lost you. What it is that you do in the business.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's my phone. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
Okay. I produce, I write, and I engineer, and I'm an artist. So we're kind of around the tree of all of the above under the umbrella of music.
Okay. In that scenario, what I just gave you, what is your thought? Who you think is on a better path for success?
I feel like the second person is on a better path to success because not only is he investing into the right now aspect, but he's also investing into future projects. And also, too, I say the second one because, say, for instance, you know, sometimes labels use studios and certain artists have more time in the studio than you do. Well, if you can't get to the studio, your project don't get done. So if you invest in your own stuff, you can do it whenever you get ready. So I think the second person is set up pretty well for that situation.
All right. Thanks for that brief opening statement. Rod Dog, I'm going to bring you in. What's up, my man?
Hey, good evening. Yeah, this is like a setup question, huh? Hey, you trying to throw me under the bus. You know, there's naturally the guy that invests the money within the equipment and what have you to do the production and what have you. He's taking the right steps. But, you know, when I think of it, I my mind opens to a Justin Bieber. And I go, wow, he's really messing up. You know, he's got investors, he's got a label, you know, and he's constantly in trouble. Is that a good promotion? I don't know. We'll see, you know, if they allow him to continue on. But, yeah, naturally the person that takes the money and invests it within himself, you know, as far as the equipment and the musicians and what have you, yes, you know. But I threw that one at my son, and I said, which one do you think? Now, this is a 20-year-old talking. He said, well, Dad, the car, the jewelry, the clothes? He said, that's what I'd buy. And I go, wait a minute, hold on. You would take the $20,000 and do that? He said, yeah, because you done already built the studio, and we already have the tracks, and so you're not going to buy me a car, are you? And I go, no. He says, well, guess what? I'd have a car. So, you know, when you look at it, it's like, okay, I understand why you say that. But that's not the way I would want you to invest it to become successful. He said, well, okay, Dad. But, you know, if you don't have a car and you don't have, you know, the clothes and what have you, and, you know, hey, and you got to start somewhere with some of that, don't you? And I go, oh, God. I knew there was going to be one difficult individual on the line. And then I had to think about it. And I said to myself, well, okay. I can understand it from the perspective of have not. You know, if you don't have a car, but you want a car, but you're still trying to do a career, you know, I got him to evaluate, well, what kind of a car? He said, oh, not a big flashy car, Dad. Just, you know, hey, a car. And I went, oh, okay, that's a reasonable investment. And then I said, but now the rest of that, the jewelry and the clothes. And he goes, well, I didn't say it had to be real. He said, but, you know, something. And I go, okay, now, you're starting to rationalize this whole thing to me. I said, but I told him they could tell real from fake. He said, well, I won't let them get that close. I go, okay, all right. But you know what? It turned out that only a small percentage is what he would have done that with. And after talking to him and getting his basic strategy on how he would handle that. And, you know, and I told him, I said, well, now think of those that don't have their own studio and that are having the same dream you have. And, you know, this gives them the foundation that they can go and build the studio and have their own laboratory to create the science of what their dream is about, you know. And, you know, I like using the word science because it's a building of creativity. And, you know, if you were blessed to have an investor that would do that, I would think as an artist and what have you, God opens the door, but he also has a sense of humor. And, you know, if you don't take the proper steps, the door can close and the laughter starts. What a fool. You know, because cars get old. Clothes get old. Studio equipment, well, you know, they call it vintage. And they're still using vintage equipment in a lot of studios. So don't think that it's got to be the Rolls Royce to produce the product, because now the industry is creating the tools at a lesser expensive price. You know, so you got to look at it with the road to success is investing in the tools so that you can create your science, your project, your Frankenstein, your dreams to come to the point of where people can hear that inside talent that you wanted to let out. So that's what I've got to start it with right now.
All right. And well, you did mention that, you know, your son said that he would buy the car, but got to be honest with you, man, most people are not from that privileged path. And on the other hand, it's as I grew up with the concept, and this is reality, mama may have, papa may have, but God bless the child that gets his own. And
oh, yeah.
If he can establish that grounds where he do have his own, then he gets a chance to break away from, you know, his break away and grow in a path of growth. I'm not saying that. That's not a great thing, and I agree with him to a degree. But he has to, you know, eventually get his own.
I understand that, and he understands that. Well, that's why he doesn't have a car. But if somebody's going to come and give him $20,000, hey, see that you said blessed with $20,000. You didn't say he earned it. You said blessed with it.
No, well, what I'm saying is you had two individuals with the same, they both come from an underprivileged background.
Okay.
In the scenario, they both came from an underprivileged background, and they both were given the same amount of money to see what they would do with the cash.
The poetic, they're gonna both buy cars.
Say it again.
They're gonna both buy cars.
Well, not in the case that I presented. The case that I presented,
but wait a minute
one
now.
Did this. What I said
okay.
In the case
but
that...
But see, that's,
the,
I cannot imagine an artist, scenario, a 20-year-old artist riding the bus. I didn't
says
say
the other one didn't already
car.
Have a car.
Okay, well, see, there you go. Okay.
Or who says the other one said, I'll sacrifice now so I can get later? Because sacrifices is a part of the game. Don't get me wrong, luck comes in two different forms. You get bad luck and you got good luck. In this case,
okay,
they both had good luck on their side that someone stepped to them and believed enough in them to give them $20,000. Once
wondered
it away.
$1,000 car.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, they're not, you know, $20,000 doesn't buy a new car. Okay? So when you make that scenario, I'm looking at it and I go, okay, they're both going to do that. You know, now the jewelry and the clothing and all of that, you know, that's a separate path.
I actually laid out the path of what they actually did with the money. Now, what you're saying that they did, you just created another scenario. I'm just telling you, in this case, in this case, one invested in the product, invested into his dream, and the other one invested into his pleasures.
Okay. You know, I got to give you a hard time.
Yeah, I get it. But I'm trying to make a point here, too. The point what I'm trying to make is if this is your dream, like I was talking to Bernard a little earlier, and Bernard was telling me about some of the things that he's been challenged with, but he also said that this was his passion and this is his dream. And he's been on this path for how much time, Bernard?
Oh, man, 1997 with the tracks and 1994 from rapping. So it's been a while.
And then within that time frame, luck haven't been completely on your side.
No, at all.
But with what you've had and what you've worked with so you can establish yourself in this business, what have you done in the interim of all that time?
Well, just constantly utilize what I had, to get more business.
Were you born with the equipment that you have today?
Oh, no, nothing. Everything was a piece-by-piece thing.
And who gave it to you?
Nobody, really.
So you sacrificed the cash that you got to make it happen.
Sacrificed the car,
too. It wasn't on luck that you got it.
No, at all.
But do you hope and pray for luck to happen on your side?
I do. But in the meantime, if it don't, I still work towards it, too. So it's kind of half and half.
Okay. So when preparedness meets opportunity and the door opens for you, you're ready. Am I correct?
I'm ready. Yes, indeed.
You're ready. So, in other words, you've been paving the path, you've been putting in the work, and you've been doing what it takes to be successful until luck falls in your lap. If it never falls in your lap, you just did all the work to make it happen. But you stayed focused, and you've been on your game. Am I correct?
Yep, I put God first. As always.
All right. Could you share with us some of the obstacles that you saw along the way?
Being stable for us, places to stay, health, opportunities not falling through with the music. I haven't seen it all. People not being serious that you devote time to, far as production-wise, and try to get projects done. But on the opposite side of that, I've met great people. I've met better opportunities, and my health has gotten better. It's been documented about my weight and all that different stuff. But it's been a battle. It's a battle just daily,
but
finding serious.
Why haven't you given up on the music?
Because I love it. That's what I was put here for. One of the many things I was put here for. One of the main things.
You breathe, sleep, and eat this stuff.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the difference between somebody who's working towards success and somebody who's working towards failure, is to never give up.
Exactly.
And that right there is on your side.
Exactly.
And if you continue doing what you're doing, God will open those doors for you. That's just my belief. Now, Rodolph, what's your thoughts?
And he has a love for what he's doing. A lot of people, have no extra hobby, love, passion. See, we can look at it many, many ways, they always say, the idle hands are the devil's workshop, or an idle mind. I forget which one it is because I'm never still. But it's the point that you got to do something in your life, There was the era of the model cars, model airplanes, and all of that. you know, what kept young people at home and gave them a point of time-consuming and enjoyment. See, because
right.
he enjoys this. He enjoys the point of creating. It's a love. It's a passion. And, you know, I've been at this for so long that I know what he's saying, you know, the letdowns and what have you, the promises, you know. But it's all in the way of presentation. When it comes time, you're going to be the shining example of what an artist has to go through. You know, when you listen to a lot of the interviews and what have you that some of the artists do on TV, they're just doing promotion. But then when they start talking about their life and what they had to go through and the disappointments and the letdowns, see, this is all part of the road to success, because you might have to knock on 100 doors before the right one opens and you can walk through it and you're embraced and you start to move up the ladder. You know, you're starting to be noticed. Your fan base starts to get bigger and bigger, you know. And it's a time thing. Plus, you know what? You're getting better every day.
True.
That's the catch. You don't know how good you're going to be in the end. You might be a Mozart, you know. I mean, you know, it's, you know, what do they call Tupac? Machiavelli? You know, the whole thing about it is that you're getting better and your technique is getting better every day. Even when you do the tracks and what have you, do you create the music?
Mm-hmm.
See, now, from the day you started to now, can you remember trying to play Mary Had a Little Lamb for the first time?
Yeah.
And it was slow in one finger, and now all of a sudden, hey, I can do that with my right hand. And you get better and better, and then there are chords to Mary Had a Little Lamb. You get so good that you started at one point, but wow, they could just hear you now. You know, that's the growth individually that we all go through in creating music and being in this music game. We get something back that the public never, ever will understand. It's an inner growth. It's our abilities grow. Our mind gets fatter with the techniques and what have you. So, you know, there's a gift to the inner soul, to your character, that no one will understand the hours you put in doing something that just gives you love. Now, sometimes it'll frustrate you, but it'll give you love that, you know, that it's like a gift from God. I did that. I made that. And then you kind of wonder, where did that come from? It was something I heard in my head or something that just jumped out of me that, wow, I didn't know that I could create that. And when people embrace it, it's like, wow, they got it. And that's another thing in your character that you're going to receive. You know, it's like, I like playing things and people didn't know that I created it. And they go, wow, I like that. Who is that? And you just go, oh, I forget who the artist is. And, you know, hey, I picked it up at a friend's house. Well, find out who that artist is, you know, and then I come back and chuckle to myself. I go, yeah, gotcha. Because if you tell them it's you, they're never going to give you that nod and all of that. They're going to hold it back because you know how people are. You know, it's all right, you know, but yeah, you throw something on there, they don't know it's you, and all of a sudden they get to foot the patent and get a little dip as they get up and do that little two-step, and you go, I got you. I got you. And they say, who is that? I don't know. I got it from a friend's house. And then you just sit back and hold that smile. Never tell them it's you. Because, see,
right.
guess what? then they're not going to give or show you how much they appreciated it. You know, and you tell them something like, hey, my friend, he's selling them for $3. You know, but he gave me mine free. Now, if you want it, man, I'll get you one. You got to give me the $3. I'll be talking to him tomorrow for sure. I just gave you a trick that people do up here in the Pacific Northwest to sell their CDs. All right? Now, if it works, don't tell nobody now.
I want to ask you guys this. Now, can I ask you this? Have you guys, okay, let's go into those two scenarios because I want to take you to reality. Have you ever seen somebody that no matter what they do, how hard they try, luck just wasn't on their side? They would go through all kinds of things, but yet their path of luck is always turning for the worse.
That's a deep one. That's like put a bullseye on somebody that's got hoodoo going on. I don't know. Everything they touch.
I mean, do you know someone in your personal life that way? I mean, no matter what they do, whatever they're trying to do, their luck is always crappy.
You mean their musical, or you talk about their whole life?
I'm talking about period. In anything they do, anything they try or attempt, some of the things that they do was based on as a result of bad decisions. Some of them. Sometimes they got poor habits that continue to bring them in this turmoil of bad luck. Over and over again, what they try and they attempt, they got bad karma out there, what they've done with other people. And it just seemed like their luck never turns their way. You've seen that, right?
I've seen it.
So, on the other hand...
You know, I got friends listening to the show, and if I say that, they know who I'm talking about.
They're going to be like, why you was talking about me?
I know.
It's okay.
I know. I take the fifth.
It's all good. You plead the fifth. Like, you don't have to mention that.
But you know what? The reality is
that one. Not.
You know, I think we all got relatives that happens too, and we know why. You know, I mean, it's like, oh. Yeah, your Thanksgiving dinner ain't gonna be the same. Mm.
Come on, you done stole that shirt out of Old Navy and crashed right out in the parking lot.
Exactly.
Boy,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're about to flip the script. And when we come back, we're going to talk about it. But I want to know this. Okay, if that's the case, that people can fall on bad luck, do you believe that if they did, they had good habits, started setting goals, they start writing the things down that they want in their life to come in their path, the people that they want around them, they change their circle of influence towards getting towards somebody who's going towards a successful path and learning from that path, do you think that opportunity, by them following and changing the way they think, their habits and everything, have anything to do with a possibility of changing the course towards doing the things that they really, really want to do in their lifetime? If they change their course of thinking, their habits, and some of the decisions that they make, such as, like I gave in the example, one kid invested in equipment, the other one invested in foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm going with this. When we come back, I want to get it from you. If they change the way they think, could for an instant, it can possibly change the path by which they're going. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. There's more on the other side.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. If you just joining us, please call in at please press the number 1 that allow us to know that you do want to take a part in the topic. If you're tuned in by any other format, I want you to also go into, you can call in at 213-559-2995, and you can come in and participate in tonight's topic. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. We got a lot of things there for you to be a part of this program. In fact, you can now register and become a part of the community and share it with your Facebook right from our site, so you can have your own personal profile right there at Hip Hop National and upload your music so we can get involved and help support it. Does it take luck to make it in the music business? Before I went to the break, I wanted to know. We had two different scenarios. We have people that's in our lives that on a negative path, they keep on doing negative things, and it's keep on taking them into the same cycle. If we change the course, to change the way we think in our path, on a positive path, the books that we read, the people, our circle of influence, the people that we hang around, could it help us on our quest towards success? I have Apostle Tasby, who has joined us, and she said she also wanted to speak on this. Apostle Tasby, you now have the floor. Tell them where you're calling in from.
I'm calling from out of Washington, D.C. today. However, I am a resident of Suffolk, and I run a business. But I was calling in reference to a couple of statements that was made. You know, remember George Clanton said, when you free your mind, your body will follow. And when you actually, and in order to know the truth. You got to understand the truth. And without the truth, and the truth that you understand is the truth that will set you free. And most people don't get it, that if they have truly changed their way of thinking, they change their environment. So when you change your environment, you also change your reading literature, and you change the people that you associate yourself with, because in doing that, you want the same, be in the circle of people that are going where you want to be or aspire to be. In fact, they're already there, so you have to connect yourself to those kinds of people, or make sure that you look to the Lord to direct your, he will direct your destiny to that. And like I always tell people, certain people's dreams are weaved together. And when your dream is weaved to your the right person that connects you to your destiny, then you know you're in the right direction, because they take you to your next level that you need to prosper, and then you become successful.
All right.
And music today is so different.
In what way do you say so?
Oh, it's much different now, because you don't even really have to be able to sing now to become a star, just a good entertainer, and have the person to write the beats for you, and the actual person that knows how to produce it and make it sound real good. That's what I said, sound good. But you'll never have a classic that will last forever. You'll just be on a passing wind or ship in the night. You might just be the one-hit wonder for that moment. So a lot of the music today, the people don't get it. When they said that they're writing music, when I heard somebody say they're writing music, I want to see notes. But when they say they're writing music, it's really lyrics that they're writing, not the actual melody itself. That the terminology that they're using and everything, to me, kind of puts it in a whole different span, the look that they have. I know that you get into the certain arena where people, if you like urban and or you like the rappers, the hip-hop, in certain ways that they like to dress, but nothing really takes away from looking nice in certain places that you go, and the language that you use, because everybody doesn't talk slang. And I really feel bad when, as a person, when I hear our people on national TV and they really can't speak sentences completely and think that everybody understands all of that street language, because they don't like it. I don't care for it. And if you expect to make it somewhere in the world overall, everybody's not going to be in that circle. I'm going to give you a good example. Lady Gaga, when they interviewed her, Oprah Winfrey, some years ago, the lady has class. You could see that she was introduced to class. She's a socialite, really. But she knows when to turn it on, and she knows where to turn it off at. She's an entertainer. She knows that. But when it comes in a certain arena of class of people, she knows how to speak well. She knows the whole gamut of that. She's just a person. That's how she makes her money, and she knows that's what sells. But when it comes down to being in a circle of the other kind of people who look for that, she's able to do it. So they need to start thinking on that and raising it. You know, what they're showing the children of today is awful. So, but that's what I really wanted to say, because it's too much of that foolishness. And a lot of that is leading to a lot of our kids and even the adults leaving this earth so soon, because they don't have the right people in their life, and they're choosing them now. Don't. I know they're choosing them, but it's a time that you got to put everything away, because life is short, because they made their life short. So that's basically what I wanted to say.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pastor Tass. It was a nice opening, in fact. Rodolph, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know, hey, I look at it, and yes, there's been a lot of destructive things that have happened behind the mentality that was given in hip-hop, and it has influenced a lot of young people in violent acts and what have you, and there has been a period of degrading lyrics, you know, but, you know, as hope for the music game, because, you see, as a producer, I don't just produce hip-hop, I produce R&B and folk and all of it. You know, I'm not limited to just saying I'm in the hip-hop genre. So, you know, I don't try to promote anything that seems to be negative that's going to, instead of inspire and make them dance and smile and what have you, I don't try to produce anything that's going to bring any type of misery or any type of degradation to any human being. So, you know, looking at it, yeah, I don't know how that that got into hip hop and how that became a mainstay for a period of time, you know, but I'm happy that it seems to be going away. And, you know, and they're starting to get into a different logic, a mindset in their lyrics and what they're trying to put out to the public. I don't listen to underground hip-hop. You know, I don't even know if it's lucrative. You know, I can't even tell you anything about it. So, see, there's where, you know, I don't know how the underground is surviving, you know, economically. You know, I wish that, you know, maybe an underground artist would come and talk on Hip Hop National, because in that way, you know, we could figure out if this is financially to the plus factor rather than the negative, because I think there's so many in that genre that we don't even hear about them anymore, you know. So I go along with what you said.
All right. And Bernard, what's your thoughts, sir?
I totally agree. I mean, you think about it, it was a time, especially in the last end of the era where you pretty much got picked up for your talent was 97. That's, to me, that's probably like the last time, 97, 98, 99, around that era. You know, you think about how you go from, you know, Biggie Smalls and them, you know, rapping about certain things about life and things they've been through in the streets, and you got Tupac's and everything. So now you got Laffy Taffy and all type of music about, you know, proud of doing drugs. I mean, you think about back then, you know, you said you did drugs, you wouldn't want to talk about it on the music. You wouldn't want to talk about smoking weed. I mean, that's good too, but you want to talk about popping mollies and doing all this craziness. But now they openly, you know, expose it. Now they openly, you know, the great women, and a lot of the women, the great themselves on the music, you know. And so it's like, it's a lot that go with that. And I mean, me as a producer, I mean, being from the inner city, like, you read about the city where I'm from Riviera Beach. When you think about it, it's a lot of, you know, killing and everything going on there every year. That's where I'm from. And a lot of that is based on the music that people listen to, the youngsters. I mean, for me, growing up, I was in the midst of a lot of horrible stuff. So it taught me that when I started doing music that I didn't want to, promote certain negativities and certain, you know, bad things with what go on. Because I believe just because you're from a certain area, I mean, you have to carry that with you everywhere you go. If anything, it's all about, you know, making better, you know, making better examples. To be like, well, I'm from here, but in spite of being from here, this is what I'm doing with myself. I'm doing something positive. So I agree with, you know, about the, you know, the era of talent versus, you know, being a gimmick and just being able to, you know, turn on certain things, you know, to appeal to people nowadays. It's like, it's bad. And about the underground situation, what the other guy was saying, there's money out there. It's just, you know, a lot of the underground artists, they choose to do a lot of stuff. They mimic the industry dudes that are out there who are already making the money. So that kind of holds them down. They think if they do what those guys are doing, they'll get the money that they're getting, but then they hold themselves back too. So it's kind of a mixture on what both they were talking about, but I agree with both of them.
But you know what? I got to bring this up. You know, there was a concert up here. Scrappy from Hip Hop. What is that? Hip Hop Atlanta.
I Love the Hip Hop. Yeah.
Yeah. Him and I guess his lady were supposed to do an appearance in a club up here. Well, Scrappy didn't show up, and there was a drive-by shooting on the outside. No one got shot, but my daughter, I went to that event. I tried to talk her out of it, fortunately, she ran into the kitchen with the rest of everybody else. You know, that's the stigma. When you come to the underground side of hip-hop, is that, you know, the mentality of the individuals that are listening to that, you know, people don't realize music can set a mood, can create an attitude. And, you know, it's unfortunate that they want to put out negative mantras. I call it a mantra because it's something that plays through the ear and into the brain and whirls around in the brain and can adjust the attitude and the action. And, you know, so what happens is, you know, in my era going out, music was about party, love, you know, motivation, you know, that good feeling, you know. It was baby-making music. I hate to say it like that. But, I mean, you know, more babies were made and killings weren't included in when you went to a place to have a good time necessarily. You know, I'm not saying that they were pure. You know, the fights would happen, the stabbings might happen, but an outright shootout in a club, those things weren't not heard of. You know, and so I think that the young people have set themselves up not to have entertainment outlets because they're not looking at it in the point of, hey, guess what? Let's be like grown folks. Let's be like the elders. Let's try to have the mood set and the attitudes right. I don't think they know enough about psychology to understand that, you know, this is motivating people to think in a violent fashion and actions. You know, music was, to me, you know, they played marches and what have you and had drum beats when they have battles on in the war. You know, one side and the other, they'd have their set of drummers and what have you, and the bugles that played charge. They had meaning and they inspired for the fight. But, you know, music has always had power, and I think what has happened, the young people don't realize how powerful and how suggestive and how the negativity can come to the surface of the people that are coming to these events. You know, I think, you know, it's just unreal to me, you know, of some of the things that go on and how someone could call themselves going out and having a good time and enjoyable evening and wind up, you know, shooting and killing somebody. You know, I mean, it would have been better staying home with some popcorn and a movie, I think. Poetic, are you there?
All right, we have Chad, who has joined us. Also, Chad, welcome to Hip Hop National. Please give us your opening statement of tonight's topic.
Well, no, this is my first time calling in. I'm just checking it out, see what's going on. You know, I believe that I'm down here in Corpus Christi, Texas, and I'm really seeing a really good movement from the hip-hop artists, the rap artists, whatever you want to call it, in the South, you know what I'm saying, in the Gulf Coast. So I've been hitting a lot of shows. I manage my independent label, Imperial Outlaw Records. I'm an artist myself.
I do want to ask you this. Do you think it takes a stroke of luck to make it in this business, or does it take hard work and the grind of making it happen? What's your thought?
I just really think that it's a combination of both. You know what I mean? It's being in the right place at the right time, but it's also hard work. You know what I mean? But it's funny. I've seen good artists. I've seen bad artists. I've seen people that I consider bad artists be successful. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy. Yeah, I do think it does take luck, but it's truly a combination of both.
I disagree with that. I think it's the time when you seize the moment, because everybody got a moment and a cycle in their life that they go through, and they know when they can feel that this is the time that I know it's going to happen. The key to it is being connected to that person who will take you where you got to go. And even though where you are from and you are a hip-hop artist yourself, maybe your mind is not like their minds, because just because you are singing and you see, and then some of it is not singing. Some of it is just like if they're rapping with their mouth, because singing is using tones, but rapping is just using words. So, and the music, when I look for music and I hear music, I'm looking for voicing. I'm looking for someone who has a voice. Then I'm going to the next part. If I'm going to look at a person for something, I'm going to see the durability of how long it's going to last. Some people are just for a moment. Some people are never go any place but where they are in their own area. But then some people, you know, the other gentleman that was speaking, you know when you see that person who's going to be a global act, I don't care who they, if you see them, they don't have to sing, but a person will have to sing but one or two bars for me. I know what you're going to do. I know how far you can go with it. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot. Just like if somebody played an instrument, I know how far they can go with it. So it's all in when you said luck. I don't believe in luck, never have. What I do believe is being connected at that right moment, and you siege in the moment. If it's a crack, you kick the door in. And it does take hard work, but it's worth it at the end, because then you can look at what you have accomplished and see the significance of what has happened. So nothing happens. But like I said, that's my opinion. Nothing by chance or nothing is by coincidence. It's either you took the opportunity, the moment that was afforded to you, and God allowed it to be for you, because it's still all about choices. Everything is choices, no matter what. It's about choices. If you make the right choice at that particular time, then good can happen. It's all about the effects of what happens after the choice, the repercussions, whether they're good or whether they're bad. So it's left, like I said, so it's a matter of opinion, I guess. Yeah.
Fantastic. My question for you, though, don't you think proper preparation in the interim of all that time that you have by being prepared, when that time does come, when you to seize the opportunity, you're ready? Because if your timing is, okay, the time has come, and you've been sitting on your behind all this time, and then you might have the talent. But you've been sitting on your behind all this time. You haven't been practicing. You're a little rusty. Then the opportunity comes, and you're not ready.
Well, then you're going to lose, because you've got to be, no matter what, you got to still be working. Even when it don't look like nothing happening, you got to go in there and make something happen. You never stop practicing. You never stop putting yourself in the places where you need to be. But be careful where you choose to exhibit your art at. That's the key to it. I remember something a professor, he's dead and gone now, told me many, many years ago when I first started my business. He said, Joyce, never be a common thing. And I taught that to all my students. I said, darling, if you start off demanding pay, you'll always be paid. And when they see, when they want your services, then they know they got to pay you from the beginning, and they won't be coming. Like our folks always say, can you give me a discount? You know what I would tell them? I say, you're going to get the same discount they just got. See what's on that sheet? That's the discount you're getting. Same thing everybody else saying. You see what I'm saying? Because my services, I work for what I have. And only time I volunteer is because I want to volunteer. It's by choice. But I'm even careful about where I volunteer at. Like I said, I don't ever want to be considered as a common thing. When I'm doing something, everybody knows it's going to be something done on a professional level. So, therefore, if my name is there, they're looking for something that's going to be done in excellent professionally, and they also know it's going to be something worth paying to see, so even with my students. So, therefore, I tell, if you want to be a common thing, then you be the common thing. But if you start off, like you said, you work no matter what. You practice. You go in places that you need to be to connect with the right people. Until that day when it happens, I still believe that.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Even though it says, does it take luck to make it? That's a question. Reality, I don't believe in luck no more than you do, Apostle Pastor. I believe when preparedness meets opportunity, then success shows up. And if you continue to go on your path in faith and believe that if you believe that you have what it takes, and you put in the time, you put in the effort, and you put in the hard work that pays off. I don't care if you're a multimillionaire from it. Versus getting paid from it.
Mm-hmm. And it's got to be so, because if that was the case, I think she's the oldest, the one named Raby, that was one of the Jackson sisters. She never made it. She only made one album. And she, because she didn't have the voice for it. What was it?
Raby.
What was it? Raby. She didn't make it because she didn't have the voice. She didn't have the voice. And the same one, LaToya, she couldn't make it because she didn't have that ability. She really didn't. So she took, I like what she's done. I give people what's doing. I get credit. She took the Jackson's name that she has and her quirkiness and her flakiness. Now she's on reality TV and she's making some money doing that because they just want to see what they're doing. So she used what she got. And she was able to make some money. That's all I look at. And I don't know. If that's what you want to do, fine.
Correct. All right. Now, I want to go down the path of preparing yourself with having the proper equipment behind you, the things that is necessary to prepare yourself for that. Do you think if you are a singer or you are artist that you should be buying your own equipment so you can make this in longevity, or should you be a fly by night artist and never invest in it? Like, I personally think if you are a singer or you're a rapper or let's even a broadcaster, you should have a microphone, you should have something to work with that you can call your own. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Let me say this to you. I've been in business almost 40 years. If you walked into my place of business, well, I just bought a new place now because my other place got taken by Endemic Domain. But when you first walked in, of course, with reception to the area, but when you went into the back, you saw a black box theater. You go in some of the rooms, you see pianos. You may go in another room, see different kinds of instruments. If you, whatever you are, even if you had to go to pawn shop and buy it, have your own stuff. And when people come to my place and they want it, and we're doing something, or we're going to have something, they want to know, can they use it? My answer is always the same. No, you may not. It's just like a plumber coming to my house and don't have his tools. I'm sorry. No. Can't use my stuff, no. The only way I let you use it is something, if I knew you're a professional at what you've done, and I said you could use it for that particular, but you don't, I don't let it out my sight. You can't take it out my place, no. You don't take my stuff out my place in business. Go and make it yourself. That's what I did.
All right.
I know y'all may think it looks strange.
Say it again.
May sound a little hard, a little tight, but, baby, if you learn, you can't be lending yourself to everybody.
It's the truth.
No, you're absolutely right. Don't get me wrong. Like, I see when Snoop Dogg is on the, when he's performing, have y'all ever noticed he carry his own mic?
Yeah.
I blame him.
Oh, yeah. He's got his own road crew and equipment. Yeah.
And you know the thing, I
have to take my hat off to Apostle Tassie, you know, because I'm going to tell you why. It's not about power. It's about you have the tools to do the job, and you got the tools. They didn't get the tools. And you know what? You know, the last show we were talking about, you know, they asked me, how did I keep my group together back in the day? And I said, if they didn't follow the rules, I fired them. It was my equipment. The sound wasn't going to change, just the face that was playing the gear, you know? And so someone's got to be the leader. Let's not get ourselves wrong on this. As an artist and what have you, if you're not a leader, you're going to have to find a strong leader that's going to do business. You know, love for each other, okay. We can do that if we got time and we're not in the business zone or area. We can hug, laugh, talk, you know, shoot I didn't want to say the bad word, but just the conversations and point and what have you. But this is a business, and this business does business. You know, I've worked many jobs in my life, and I've been my own business owner. And, you know, when you go work for somebody else, all you do is work. You don't have time to do as you might want to do. You know, they might give you a 15-minute break in the morning, but you get your lunch hour, and then you get another 15. That's your time. Then you might get a little chance to do something you want to do. But you come to do the work. Run your music business as a job. You know, you can laugh and smile at each other, but it's business. And business is only going to succeed if you have that understanding that, you know, the attitudes and the opinions, you know, we might have suggestions, write it down and let's, you know, talk about it. But that's as far as it goes. That personal side doesn't enter into the business zone. It's about each individual doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, did you have a bad day? Oh, well, who cares? This is business. You know, you leave that outside the door. Isn't that what Quincy Jones said when he did We Are the World album? He said, leave your attitudes outside the door. And he was talking to the A-list people. Business is business. And until you understand that, you know, the harsh words might go across the room. Hey, you guys, hey, knock it off. Do this now. You know, and, you know, you don't get a who you talking to. It's a point, okay, all right, let's do this. You know, so when you start to understand that, then you're going to run your crew forward. You're going to accomplish something. And you may not like each other when you leave. But guess what? The work was done. You're going to even be tired, but the work is done. This is a business. Each individual is to perform a job, and that's it. Leave the attitudes and all of that. You know, hey, outside the door. Let's do the do, because that's what it's about. You know, it's
right,
not
guys.
A party.
All right, guys, I want y'all to hold on to that thought, what Raw Dog says. He says, let's do the do. Leave your attitudes out the door. When we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about that. And you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment, so y'all stay with us.
What's up, it's your boy David.
What's up, good people? It's your boy Andre Lewis. Here's my new single entitled Give Him Praise. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's the producer extraordinaire, Mega the Man, giving a shout out to Hip Hop National Radio, where you find out all the works of how hip hop moves. Get with the movement and tune in to Hip Hop National.
So you say you want to be a star. Well, you need coverage, mentorship, and most of all, you need to be a total package. Look no further. All you have to do is log on to www.hiphopnational.com. It is simply that easy. Let the experts help you climb the ladder to success. This is Hip Hop National Radio.
This station is a member of VOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Bernard, I'm going to start off with you. Do you think it's necessary to leave your attitudes out the door and get to business? Get downright to business. What's your thought, sir? I'm coming to Chad. Dad, and then.
What does that mean?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
You.
I definitely believe so, because one thing about it, moods and attitudes, they affect the progress of work. So depending on how a person feels when they come in to a project, they're working with others. If they come in with attitude, everybody going to feel it, and you're not going to have your best performance. So
And Chad, how about you?
Yes, I believe you need to be professional. I believe you need to be humble, you know what I'm saying, because this is a gift we're given to be able to go out and perform, and you know, a lot of people don't get to do this, you know. I believe you got to have a positive, humble attitude.
Well, guys, this is hip-hop. What are you talking about? We got to have a positive, humble attitude in hip-hop. Come on. This is hip-hop.
Well, now, check this out, though. No. Like, when you're doing your art, man, you know, say you're expressing yourself however you choose to express it. You can be an aggressive person as you're displaying your art. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a negative dude, you know? I believe you should handle it like a business.
Yeah, are you saying that hip hop you're supposed to have an attitude?
No, not an attitude.
No, poetic. The way Poetic said that, it seems as though he said hip hop. You know, let me say this to you. Maybe that is the big question that's holding hip hop back. Maybe if they had more of the entertainer's attitude, rather than that swagger, that demeanor, and attitude that you just kind of somewhat projected that thought that they might need to have, that they would be more successful. You know, because everybody is not upset when they listen to music, and everybody doesn't have an attitude when they want to listen to music. So you've got to fit the head. Okay, example. Okay, you tell me where Thrift Store that got a Grammy or got nominated, where Thrift Store went all over the country and the world, and that guy made so much money, where the attitude was in that. He was talking about he was trying to come up. That's why he was at the Thrift Store shopping. And he walked over everybody else to be heard in the mainstream. Just lifted him and shot him up like a rocket. Is that the formula that more hip-hop artists need to take to find that common ground without the attitude, but with the inspiration? Because I say this because I went to the thrift store the other day, and, hey, you know, them racks are pretty empty. People are shopping at the thrift stores like it's the department store now. So I'm thinking, wow, he took away my little haven.
He had a universal concept that he was working with that just about everybody and their mother have had some kind of interaction with him.
Yeah, and you know what? But he wasn't angry.
Don't get me wrong. Even though these rich people, got a lot of money, a lot of them use that resource right there because rich people like to save their money. So they'll go there to a thrift shop and pick up some clothing for X amount of dollars just to keep the money in their pocket.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to see their Jags and their Caddies and their Lincolns and what have you right at the opening time.
Name brand clothing.
Exactly.
Apostle Tasby, what's your thoughts?
Attitude means everything, but it has to be the right attitude. A good example, I have a teacher that works for me that has a thrift store business. He doesn't sell. It's not the people going there all the time to buy his stuff. He really sells personality, and that's the truth. So personality means everything. And if you know how to sell your personality, it can take you a lot of places. It really, really can. So personality goes a long way. And a lot of the stuff that they say and do, and I think they believe that it sells them, but when most people look at them, they really can't even speak a decent sentence. So really, you don't even want to hear them because it's, and you know what I'm talking about. You know, and when people come in to see me and want to audition for something I'm doing, they say, oh, you know what I'm talking about. I stop them. I say, no, I don't. Explain it to me. I want to know what you – I say, explain to me what you are talking about. Oh, you know. I say, no, I don't. I don't read minds, but tell me what you got to say. So, and when we're talking about on a professional level of things, too, you got to look at the whole picture. It's not about friendship. It's about business, just like he said. So when you come in a place and you're ready to do something, if you the boss, even though I'm an artist, too, and you the boss that's producing it, I'm going to come in there, I'm going to respect you because you are the boss of that. When I'm in my own place and I'm bossing something, I'll do it. And you know why I'm like that? Because what measure I measure is going to be measured back to me. I want to honor you in the position that you got so that when the time comes and I'm doing something, I'm going to look for the same respect. Because of the fact what I give out is what I'm going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
And if people know that you're that kind of a person, I respect you. When you're in charge, I'm going to let you be in charge. And whatever you ask me to do or have told me that you need me to do, I'm going to do just that to make what you got to do successful. So that when the time comes and I'm doing a project, I want it to be the same way for me. And I'm not saying everybody that comes is going to do it. But if they can't do it, hit the dough. But if you have set that standard that when they come there and they can't follow the rules that they know that you have, they're not going to come and they're not going to want to be a part of it because they already been told she don't go for that. So if you going in there with all that, you're going to get your feelings hurt. Either just leave. Because I'm going to tell you quick, fast, and in a hurry, sweetie, this is just not the place for you. Bye. See you later. And I don't wish you well either. I don't say that to him.
I love her. You said it's so good, you know, but I'm shorter with the conversation. Half-stepping does not make it, you know, because a lot of people come in half-stepping. And, you know, I appreciate you because what you said, what you give is what you expect to get, and anything less is not allowed. You know, and I understand that. And a lot of people come in half-stepping. You know, it's a shame. But you got to come in correct. You got to come in real. And it's about business, you know. And all that half-stepping and getting to know me and being my friend, that's not business. That's usury.
No.
You know, and I'm not here to be used. I'm here to do business. So I applaud you because you put it in a way that I could. That was most eloquent.
Oh.
And kind.
Well,
I
got another question, guys, and I'm gonna start off with Apostle Tasby on this one. Apostle Tasby, how important is it that an artist or an entertainer invest in their craft, as in from promotions to marketing to all the resources that it takes to get the word out about themselves? What's your thoughts?
They have to do that, and then they have to find ways to do it. That's why it's just like running your own business to a certain extent, because if you don't know, you have to go in there knowing when ain't nothing look like it's happening. You got to make something happen. When it don't look like it's going to happen, you got to go and find a way to make it happen. So what you have to do is become your own marketer. First thing I tell people to do, find all the free stuff that you can find and do and go after it. Then the next thing you do, find out ways, what target is going. You got to find your target market. And then get out there and do it. And don't look for all your friends to help you, because it's not that way. Find people, and as they see you work, this is what I told somebody the other week, as they see you working and out there promoting your own self, people are going to, that you need to help in what your quest is, they're going to volunteer and help you. One person is going to tell another person, hey, you know, they doing this and that, but you got to be your own marketer. You got to be your own graphic artist to a certain extent, or find somebody who will do it for you. You got to do it, all of it, and you got to invest in yourself first. And most of all, that's important now. A lot of the major companies, unless they see you have invested in your own craft, they're not going to spend the money on you like they used to a long time ago. And these old crazy folks now think that people are going to put up a whole bunch of money for them and all this crazy stuff. They're just not going to do it. The industry has changed tremendously. They don't do that anymore. And so basically you got to go out there and be your own manager, read up on it, study it, take classes, find somebody who will help you. If you got to get a job, another job, get yourself a job. You can't live off of that for a while. And then look at all of the people who thought that they were making it really, really good and found out they didn't have nothing at the end of the rainbow. A lot of people don't get it. They just don't get it, that these people that they see on these videos, they're not making no money. By the time they take this from them and take that from them, they don't have nothing. So I said, invest in yourself. Work, invest, go and find out a way to how to promote yourself and get things done. You got to know how to do a little bit. You learn how to do it all. Now the way the Internet is, get up. Anything you need to find out, get on the Internet and find out. And go to people who you know who've already done it. That's what you got to do. And ask them questions if they'll listen to you. If they don't, and do what you got to do, and keep on until you find somebody that will tell you. That's what I always said.
Keep on till you find. Thank you for weighing in on that.
Thank you for weighing in on that. Raw Dog, what you got to say to follow up with that? And pass it to Chad. And Chad, you pass it to Bernard. We got about 10 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I love listening to her because, you know, I try to tell the truth all the time and you jump on me. But she told the truth and you let it pass. So God bless her because exactly what she said is the truth, you know. And they've got to look the truth in the eye to understand this business. They've got to understand that, you know, that word luck, you know, I call it being tactical. I call it networking. I call it doing the groundwork in this industry, you know, finding out who's who, what's what, and learning from the stories of other artists that are telling that it was a struggle. You know, I'm Ludacris, he was an intern at a radio station, and he used their facility. And he kept trying and trying and trying to get out there, you know, and he promoted himself through the station, you know, just like Hip Hop National people could do. You know, so it's a point to understand that, you know, there's no set path, just like there's no book or something you can read on how your life is going to turn out. But, you know, you can take some of these building blocks, and they can help the artist's career, you know. I think they need to understand, you know, the word success. Okay, let's say to be in this industry and to be working in this industry is what they should go for. You know, that term success. You know, let's talk about the economic side, you know, because success could be, you know, performing at a festival and everybody's shouting your name, but you didn't get paid because you did it free. That's not success. That in itself is giving away the point of what this industry can do, which is getting you paid, you know. I mean, I understand people saying fans, but, you know, you got to realize how long they remember an artist, you know, in a situation like that. They attribute it to the event and not your artistry, you know. So understand that, you know, it turns into being able to survive in this industry and have some longevity, you know. We talked about it the other day. The average hip-hop artist, what, maybe 38, maybe 40, you know? Okay, so what happens after 40? Are you just, is it over for you? Or are you going to, you know, adapt and evolve so that you can do music in any genre? You know, it's got to be, you got to have an open mind so that you can adapt, so that if this is a true passion, it doesn't stop at a certain age. It becomes, it can continue to grow, you know. So that's about all I can say about that poetic.
All right. Chad, what's your thoughts?
How do you follow up after both of those? How do you do it?
You just get in there, man, and you put your feet in there. Go for it, man. One, two punches. Boom, boom.
Now, but I believe that, you know, you have to be a student of your craft. You have to be a student of the game, whatever it is. You have to expand. You have to just really be dedicated to whatever art form you choose, whether it's rap, R&B, whatever genre you want to get into. Whatever you want to do, you just have to be dedicated and just make sure, you know, you educate yourself and get out there, like you said, jump into it and just learn everything you can learn. The business is so, it evolves. There's so many things going on, and you have to be confident in yourself. I think the hardest thing, and you have to know your worth, too. I think that's the biggest thing. I've seen artists who were really good just go out there and do shows for free, you know what I mean, because they were really afraid to ask for money. You know, I've seen that. And then you have artists who aren't that good, and they're like, you know, I want, you know, 15, 20 G's a show, you know? And that's just amazed me. But I just think you have to know your worth. It's really important, and be aggressive with learning the game and be educated.
Thanks a lot, Chad. I appreciate that, man, for weighing in. And Bernard, what's your thoughts, sir?
I'm not sure. How do you even go behind all three of them? But, for real, I'm still taking notes. But honestly, you have to be a student. Like I said, I'm a music producer, so one thing I do, I go to school every day. If I'm just looking at stuff online, I'm looking at those who came before me and those who are, who are making strides, those who are, younger, who got in the game, quicker than I did in the mainstream, and I'm learning. And then also too, you gotta have your value point on basically knowing what you'll take, what you're not gonna take, And then you also gotta have the belief factor. So it's a lot that go in with it. It's everything they said plus some. So it's like it's a lot challenging, But in the end, you gotta yourself up. If you have to stick by it, you say that you. You're not going to do free shows, you're going to do free shows. You're not going to be throwing beats out there just to throw them out there. You're not going to do it, because once you offer those values, then if it seems easy to get in by shortening yourself, then you'll start doing that, and then all you're doing is really, cutting off your variable point, You no longer have a standard, You're just willing to do anything to get on and do stuff. So at the end of the day, it's all about, being a student, having a value mark, and, standing by your standards and keeping it going.
All right. Thank you for weighing in. I appreciate that. Guys, we got just a few minutes left, and I do want to tell y'all, Hip Hop National has been doing some great things, and we just kind of been keeping our nose to the ground and making sure we continue on our path to making this happen for the unsigned community. But we are also crossing paths with some people in this industry that's opening doors, and I want you guys to be a part of that. By advertising on the program, it allows people to know that you are out there, okay, and that you are needing attention to whatever your craft is. So I invite you guys to take a strong part in taking your craft to the next level. I'm going to go to 323-830. Is that my girl? I think it is. Hey, welcome to the show. 323-850. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
850 or 830?
830, man. When you need glasses, you go get them. Okay.
All good. No, what's good, family? It's your boy Keith Quizzard checking in, you dig? And
Keith Quizzard is all deck with us tonight. Keith, you came in conversation today. Right, Rod?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we were talking about the Big Fish products. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I missed them. I have to go to the archive. But what I want to reiterate for the gentleman who was just speaking, I'm not sure who that was, but it is essential. I mean, you independent artists, shows like this that has consistency, you want to get buy ads. It is pivotable to buy ads so that people know that your product is available. There's lots of people making product and no one knows it's there, so it's you're just on the hobby side. If you want to get proactive and progressive, I mean, start by, getting some ads, on shows like this, and letting people know that you're out there. Otherwise, you're running on a treadmill going no place fast.
Right.
Hey, Keith, could you enlighten them to know a little bit about your path? Because, some may not be familiar with what you do. If you would, just give them a little bit and let them know what type of people are listening.
Okay, just in a nutshell, I'm a 12-time platinum producer, scored movies, placed songs in TV shows. I also develop sound for a company called Big Fish Audio. I believe you guys spoke on it earlier.
Oh, man. I know those guys.
Yeah, but I'm focused really right now on Team Ash and distribution. I got a major distribution deal. I got a platform for those indie artists who have infrastructure, and definitely I want to come in when you guys talk about infrastructure because it's so important, and have marketing and promotions and the means to execute their plan. I have a situation for them, like huge. I'm working with some artists right now. Until I execute the deal, I don't want to really say, but these are artists that went gold or platinum years before but just don't have that major deal, but they still have fan base. And I'm working out a couple of key deals for people like that.
And let them know that they coming through this program can help them get there.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, on top of getting ads on this show, they got the hookup directly with me. If you got the infrastructure and the music is good and they spinning it and I'm listening to it and liking it, you know, the sky's the limit.
All right, guys, y'all heard it. This is Keith Clazart. You guys look this guy up. You'll see that he's no joke in the industry. He's actually a heavyweight. And he tunes in and he check us out. He also says other people that he knows personally tunes in. So I'm just letting you guys know that the industry also have their ear to Hip Hop National. They see that we're going to stay consistency. We're going to stay here. And we want to be here for you. We want to be here on your part. We fight for you as the artist. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Guys, unfortunately, our time has ended tonight. Thank you, Keith, for calling in. Thank you, Pastor Tasby. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Bernard, and all you guys who are listening. Okay? Appreciate it.
Peace.
Run off. Dr. A.T., take it away.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give them praise. Come on, don't be shy. We gon' give them praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else great.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega. You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no come with the dance like rock. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conscious. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thongs.
No,
read up on your words too and don't be quoting songs. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention,
yeah.
Start repeating, yeah. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Jesus came and died for the whole. Got enough blood for you and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bold. Set the back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Check me out. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Omega, the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater.
Right.
So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he want, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not
does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry he can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best into the Lord, he did more.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made a bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. 2 Chainz, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Told his mom she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. Your cute flawless in the course outstanding. To the point I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at. Always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what? I spoiled her. Now she in the drop top with the dual spoilers. Flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have her all way. To the point where she leaves, she turn her back my way. Then she like,
I ain't done yet.
Yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah. She wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't tryna rush things, you know, with that relation thing. But anyway, don't let this slow us down. We ain't got a BJ, okay, just to run the town. I want the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well with the guava guanas that'll run it through the town. And you ain't gotta suck too hard, just keep your strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strays laid tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She say I'm boss man, so she wanna break me off. But break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no Drake Greyhound, but she still got my love wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby boy, you sit on my mind.
And the cutest at my next shows. I ain't trippin', I think I found a different flow that'll keep us tight, straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow, so when I meet her with it, it's just money to blow. For fame, you the done and out. Gotta bring the guanas out, gotta bring the piffin out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa in her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl, that's why I want you to be my world. The business keep calling me, no social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta take my time, search every nickel and dime, so when I get it, she gon' know that she mine, yeah.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but game slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, trapped in this shit. Murder, crime, sex and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance. Because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world.
We don't need no more bloodshed, no more gunplay. Enough people die too young, we need love here. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK to step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretches. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all got children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fists in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, what a life, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First thing first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Palmarie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change.
Come on, it starts with you and me, we can
change.
Come
the
on, LaRue and Palmarie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
change the world.
eyes and you will not see me. It takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many youngers getting pie, I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. The family drowning in the pain, but he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay, police around us every way. Another body on the ground, the killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the race, uneducated. They don't know how to use their mind, man, elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise, I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. Wanna fatten your wallet, then go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around, but they executed. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Juwan LaRue, Pomeroy, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in.
Next on deck, I'm a rider.
Next on deck, Amazing.
Baby, you're the quarter. Everything about you. Special major order for a brother like me, yeah. Thank the heavens that I found you. Can't picture living life without you. You're the missing piece that comes. Tell me what you think about.
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Flying, and I do this shit when I barely be trying. Don't compare me, not lying. If you turn on this good music that's bumping, it's nothing to chill and sip all day, relax and meditate in that feeling Cali sort of way. Wishing I was sort of paid, feeling I deserve a little bit more than a minimum wage. Getting lost in a terrible bit of rage inside of something like an animal that can't be caged.
That's your meat and potatoes.